This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, welcome to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. It is so good to be with you today. How are you, Father?
I'm doing fine, but I feel somewhat like a poser.
Tell me about that.
Because these people are the Legacy Leadership. I mean, talk about a father, a mother, daughter.
I know. This is very cool.
God, I have known her mother since her mother was in swaddling clothes. I mean, it has been, and I love your mother. She has been so persistent for so many years, such a great supporter of us. I just love her. And the fact that you've taken over and you're running the show now and doing bigger stuff than your mom ever did is about like Adrian, and nothing can make you more proud. And we are happy to have you on the phone and on the TV set, Grace Howe. It is awesome. And take it away, Adrian.
Grace, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much, Tom and Adrian. And on behalf of my mother, she sends her aloha and sincere gratitude for the decades of friendship. So I'm grateful to be here with you all on the line today.
We've got to get you guys back on the major dance floor of women empowerment. The scale just continues to, the teeter-totter continues to go even more like this. And you've done such, you guys were on the forefront of the movement. You've made it what it is, and we don't give you enough credit. So I am really committed that I help you guys really increase your visibility across the spaces that I'm in, because you are all of it in a bag of chips. And what you've done with all your books, all your seminars, all your events is mind-boggling, and we need more people like you, Grace.
Oh, Tom, thank you so much. It's an honor to be able to serve this profession and the people that make it great. And, yeah, how can we contribute and add value to the legacy and the people that are going to take our profession into the next evolution of business? And, yeah, particularly women who are excelling in this business or looking at it and saying, this is something that I've considered. I'm not sure what to do and how to do it. I'm going to lean into it, though, because many of them are looking for an opportunity beyond their current circumstance. And I think that's what our profession provides.
That is so right on. And just by way of a bit of background and introduction, the Grace is one half of the founding team, along with her mother, Nikki, behind the Direct Sales World Alliance, which is just this incredible organization that has supported women and supported the entire network marketing profession for many, many years. And Grace and I were getting to chat before we started the show about that. You know, Grace has been part of her mother and part of her own entrepreneurial journey for literally as long as she can remember. And, you know, back to five or even into diapers, that this has been, you know, you have been part of your mother's journey. You have had your own journey, and you guys have shared that together. And so, Grace, I'd love just talk about your own journey and kind of the journey of your family into the network marketing profession.
Yes, well, it goes back to before I was born, as a matter of fact. My grandfather was, he was an entrepreneur. And that's one of the things that I appreciate about our family is many people say, hey, you got to think outside of the box to be successful in any profession. And in our family, there was no box. So my grandfather started his company out of the trunk of his car, selling used wire, and built it to a major player in construction materials throughout the Northwest. So, and it still exists beyond his lifetime. Talk about legacy. And then, from when I was a young child, before I was born, my mother was invited to this business. And I think you all will appreciate this. She resisted it. Six times she told the lady, no, thank you. And
really?
The woman was persistent. Oh, yeah. The woman was persistent. She said, well, Nikki, is that no for now or no forever? And my mom is, and you know this about her, Tom, she keeps doors open She is out for the betterment of all concerned. And so she didn't ever want to tell the lady, no, not ever, because she didn't know what tomorrow would bring. Well, fast forward six times. On the sixth time she extended the invitation to her, my mom said yes, and the woman about fell off the floor. She was like, okay, what has transitioned here? And my mom said, well, I'm going to be having a child, and I'm now open. See, I think the original times that the woman extended the invitation, my mother didn't have a clear enough reason as to why she would consider, or a reason to consider the business or a yes. She was comfortable utilizing the degree that she earned at the university, and that was where she was going. So I'm so grateful that the woman was willing to continue to invite, to continue to extend my mother the invitation, because I don't know if we would have ever been a part of this amazing profession had that woman not had that persistence.
That's the truth. I love what you guys are doing. I love what you've done. I love how everybody bands together. And right now in Hawaii, you guys, you're up against the wall with what's going on over in Maui. I've talked to Kimmy Brook. I've talked to Mark J., Richard Brook. I mean, I'm proud of the profession rallying around what's going on and giving people a little bit more of a shot. And if you've got a favorite charity, I know Young Living and Richard Brook really did some big stuff. It's just so important that we help people out, everybody. And Mark J. was telling me this morning that so many people are coming over there to try to scam those people out of what little they've got left with all kinds of schemes and stuff like that. So if you've got a chance to give a donation, a handout, a hand up, anything, make sure you message Grace, because she's going to know where to put the money to, as well as Brooke, because it's deep, deep water, and we love you for being over there spearheading things going on.
Oh, my goodness, Tom. Thank you. Yes. There's a lot of people navigating, an unexpected turn of events. And, yeah, it really puts things quickly into perspective. You know, time is precious. Tomorrow's not promised. How can you do better, do greater, contribute more, add value with each exchange, be the light in any circumstance? And so I thank you all for your contribution and for your thoughts around what has transpired and continues to transpire. And just knowing that every person's good, we call it mana, good spirit, sending that to our community is appreciated. So thank you for that, Tom.
Well, we love you, and we love those people over there, and it's just so incredibly tough stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it really, really is. And you know, it touches every single person on the island. Almost every person has some connection to this, and we all need to feel our interconnection as a community in these kind of moments. That's a really important thing.
Oh, yeah. We're all about family. We're all about community. When one hurts, we all hurt. We are about, we band together in any circumstance. So people were asking, I was in Australia when all of this transpired. So I didn't watch the news, and I didn't see what was going on with the time difference. And when I did watch it and saw what was transpiring, and then of course spoke to my family about it, it immediately people started coming together, and how can we get goods over to the community? How can we help? So even though you're not necessarily personally, physically, you're not physically affected by it, we, thank God we didn't have family in Lahaina at that time. On Maui, yes, but you're not physically impacted. You're emotionally, though, impacted as a community whenever there's challenging times. And that's one of the things that I love about our profession, is that with our profession gives people choices and options to really put forth and first what's most important, and that we have the flexibility and options to be able to say, oh, I'm going to contribute, or whether that be my time or my treasure, I'm going to do something. And people sometimes say, well, if I can't do everything, I'm going to do nothing. Well, it doesn't need to be that way. It can be, I did something today and I'm honored to be able to make a difference for someone else. So thank you for shedding light on our community and what we stand for. I appreciate it.
So tell us in a couple of minutes, in a nutshell, what the DSWA really does and what that association is all about and why it's so important for women to join it and support it.
Yes. So I supported co-founding the DSWA, the Direct Selling World Alliance, with my mother, and she is leading the charge with this with our organization that I was a co-founder of. And I'm so grateful for the mission of providing access. See, and this is something to consider. Access does not equal acceleration. Access coupled with action creates acceleration in your business and life. And that's what DSWA has been known for. That's the basis, the foundation of our contribution to the collective of this profession, is providing access to insights, resources, experience, knowledge, leadership within our profession that supports people from all walks of life and all companies, all demographics and ages. And this is one thing that I appreciate about oftentimes in we are called in to present to various organizations inside and outside of the profession. And when we go in, it's often for the chosen few. It is often for the elite or the people that have accomplished, I call it ascension in our business.
Yeah.
They are the people that someone's saying, hey, they are a worthy investment there because they're going to run with what we provide and contribute, what we give them access to. And one thing that I appreciate about, you know, when you go directly to DSWA is you're saying, I choose me. You're saying, yep, I make the decision to invest in myself because I'm a worthy investment. And by the way, there is a lifetime of return. See, knowledge, and that's the basis of what DSWA does. Knowledge, you can never, no one can ever take that away from you. That will walk with you and work with you for the rest of your life. And that it, what you learn, what we input, we output. So if we want to be the most optimized version of ourselves, we will continue to invest in our education and sharpen our tool and skill sets so that when we do go out, we're going out postured, professional.
We got to take a fast break. So we're going to take this break and we're going to come back right after this. We love you, Grace. Stick around.
Love you too. Thank you.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And I am telling you what, having Grace Howe with us is it's unbelievable. Her mother has been a friend of mine for years. Her mother was persistent to a fault, man. She was always telling me that I needed to embrace women more in my ego. And that is her comment just now about the ascension. It took me many years to get where Grace was born into and the philosophy that her mother had, which was what Adrian and I call the BLTSs. We want everybody, no matter where they are, to know, like a BLT sandwich, that we want them to know that they belong, that they're loved, they can trust us, and that they're safe. No matter who they are, they come in and then they ascend and no one's getting left behind because we're wrapping our arms around everybody and taking them with us. And that's what this business is. And that's what you've done literally better than anybody. And I still think you're the best kept secret on the planet. I heard your mom's going down to Arizona and it's really exciting for me because I know she's going to run into that maniac Rita Davenport. That'll be funnier than heck. And they're going to have a few nips off the old wine bottle. I bet, and that will be awesome. And I can't wait for that either. And I am extremely proud of you, Grace, and your mother. And we've got the website everywhere. I want all of you. And so they had a convention. I want to talk one more second. They had a convention one time, and I'm telling all the women to get on it. And her mother just stopped me in my tracks. She says, Tom, you can come too. And she sounded just like my mom. It was so cute. Like, Tommy, you can come too. So it was beautiful. So
that's so cool. And, you know, one of the things that I've noticed is that you have evolved the organization. You evolved the name of the organization, and you have maybe extended, obviously, with still a strong heart for women, but to impact people, you know, regardless of gender, and to really impact the whole profession. And so talk a little bit about that evolution of how you guys have done things over time, Grace.
Yes, the focus was to be create access, like we were talking about, to that it wasn't exclusively for one type of person or one accomplished person. I mean, I think sometimes what happens is that if people don't have the means, they don't have the access. And I look for people that have desire for a life experience beyond their current circumstance. And that when people would come to our events, Coach School as an example, and that's, I think that is probably one of the most important and impactful skill sets a leader can develop. There's a lot of confusion around what coaching is and what it is not, and we can touch on that briefly later. The key, though, is to create an environment where people can come and drink from the well and then go back and impact more people. I call it like a love deposit. We're sowing seeds of greatness, contributing to the masses, and then they go back and service their teams and organizations and their communities. It's not about, you know, knowing everything. It's about a willingness to learn something and then apply it and activate on that. So DSWA has evolved over the years and who and how it is impacting our profession. And like I said, coaching is probably going to be and is the skill set that we're most known for. We've taken it beyond the direct selling profession. It started in the direct selling profession. Most of the time, all of these trainings come from outside and they mold and shape to what our profession will need. Well, no, the DSBA created a system and a process that was molded and useful for the people of our profession, because leaders, you know, if we tell people what to do and how to do it, we'll have a bunch of followers. When we model this best practice of asking, engaging, and applying the true process of coaching, we will create an environment of leaders who are leaders versus leaders who are followers.
I hate that. I like bossing people around. And my wife, she's a Buddhist, she's a Martha Beck coach, and she's a Byron Katie coach. So she's all this kindness and all this stuff, and I just try to push the pig through the python snake, and it never works, and she just wants to hang me. And so we've got a woman that we just love named Elizabeth Larson, who is this coach. And I met her, and she was just, I just wanted to model her after me, and because she would be great if she was just like me. She wanted no part of me. I swear it was so funny, because all she did was just completely gravitate toward you, your mother, and my wife. And the person that she became as a certified, unbelievable coach. In fact, we have to hook you guys up because she's all of it in a bag of chips. But what the point I'm trying to make is, listen to Grace. Don't listen to me. She's got a handle on this thing, and I don't. I'm a barking chihuahua. You can feel her kindness in her heart. We're going to take a break. We're on the Genesis Communication Network. We thank you so much, Ted Anderson, for having us on the radio all these years. We've got Grace Howe, obviously my little boy Adrian. We'll be right back.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. President Biden is in Florida surveying hurricane damage, but he's not being joined by Governor Ron DeSantis. After landing in Gainesville, Biden boarded Marine One for an aerial tour of areas hit by the hurricane. This as people continue to clean up, and Red Cross spokesman Jay Bonifay tells Fox News that there would not be recovery work without the effort and courage and support of the community.
You see the people and the resiliency that they have and the and just their desire to recover and to stay and to be able to recover and just deal with this traumatic situation.
Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is dead at the age of 75. A statement from the Richardson Center for Global Engagement said Richardson died in his sleep Friday night at his home. Tim Berg, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We are back. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And, man, I am so out of my element right here. It is unbelievable because these touchy-feely, brilliant, empathetic. Okay, thank you very much, my son. And, you know, he's a lot like you, too. I'm just the only one that's the square peg in the round hole. But I'll tell you, it's all about giving. It's all about loving. It's all about fire in your brain. It's all about higher in your heart. It's loving like crazy, then loving more. And the BLTSs, and that's what Grace and her mom and their association and their lifestyle beyond that association, training coaches all over the world. I heard I have to see John and Maxwell next month. I heard he's got 40,000 coaches. I mean, he's in your league, and this is just amazing, the need there is out there for good people that will actually listen. So we're going to do a little bit more of that right now and take it away.
So before we dive into the next question, we've been talking about the DSWA, the Direct Selling World Alliance, which is an organization that Grace and her mother, Nikki, co-founded years ago that has had and continues to have a huge impact in the profession. And so you can go and check that out at DSWA.org for those of you listening on the radio with us. And so do make sure you go and check that out. And so before the break, we were talking about coaching as really a big part of what the organization is known for, and Grace, what you have become known for and renowned for. And I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, I think it seems all of a sudden like everybody bills themselves to be a coach of some kind, and it has become kind of this overused word. And I think with that has come some understanding about what coaching really is versus maybe what some of the pretenders out there might make you think it is. And so what really is coaching, and why is that such an important skill set in the network marketing profession?
Yes, well, when people look to our channel and our business, they're oftentimes not looking for a boss. They're looking for an environment that brings out the best in them. So so I look at it this way, like if you're looking at a plane, you've got, as a trainer, you are often telling what to do, and there's a hierarchy, trainer, telling, you're speaking down to someone, or you're saying, you don't know it yet, let me teach you. Sometimes in our profession, leaders baby their organization. And if we baby someone, we could be babying them, you know, until they walk away from the business. Versus with a coaching dynamic, there's a partnership interaction. There's a level playing field. There is, I see you great. Now let's create an environment for you to show yourself great unto the world. Ralph Waldo Emerson, see them great, they will show themselves great unto you. So a coaching dynamic is less telling, which can be exhausting. And you can tell people what to do and how to do it when you've got a team of 10. When you start having a team of tens and hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands, and you have a global business and operation, it becomes an impossibility. And that's where leadership starts looking bad, is when, if it's meant to be, it's up to you.
Right.
Versus when it's meant to be, it is up to us. And that's one of the reasons that I love coaching. It's not about what you know. It is about what the other person knows. It's their agenda. It's what they're looking to accomplish. It's more about asking questions and listening, and then supporting, meet the person where they're at, hold them accountable or hold them capable of what they're looking to accomplish, versus I'm going to tell you what to do and how to do it. And Well, who are they going to go to when they need something, have a question, don't know what to do? We created a dependent culture versus an independent culture. And I think that is a distinction. That's why so many people seek it out. I had a lady reach out to me recently. I was on a flight to somewhere, and she said, Grace, I want to take the class that I took again. And keep in mind that it wasn't that she didn't get it the first time. It wasn't that she didn't absorb the information. What she realized, though, she said, my business doubled, my income doubled, my team size doubled, everything doubled within that year that I took that class. And I know it sounds like crazy. It's true. And So she wanted to take it again. And I said, yes, you can take it again. Reach out to Nikki, reach out to my mom, and she'll work with you to have access to these insights. Because what it does is, here you have got a concept or an idea. This is where we're going to train someone on something. And then here's action, right? We trained you on it, and here's the action. Oftentimes there's a gap between what we've taught someone and what they're actually activating. So what often happens in our profession is, oh, we teach them about selling, and so train them on selling, but they're still not selling. So what do? We teach them again. Let me slap you with some training on how to sell. And then what happens? They still don't take action. So what fills the gap between training and action is coaching. So if you want to accelerate success and high performance, you will invest in learning this skill and activating it within your organization, because then you're creating independent business builders versus codependent people that need you.
Wow. That's huge. And I really buy that. And, you know, I was talking to one of the top leaders in a very large network marketing company the other day. And we were having this conversation about, you know, when leadership is about enabling people to be able to face hardship on their own and to be able to face the challenges that come up in the business on their own, and then to be able to transmit that same thing to the next person down the line and the next person down the line, so that it isn't all about you. And that's the kind of thing that you're talking about, and I think that's so important, and that's what create sustainability in your business, because it's not just this kind of boom and bust cycle of who you last recruited and they stick around for a while and then they get tired and they, you know, entitled or whatever and they move on. You're enabling people to be able to go the distance for themselves and to show others how to do the same thing. And I think that's a really key ingredient. And so, Grace, if someone is hearing these ideas, hearing what you're sharing and thinking to themselves, like, I get that, and yet I know that, you know, I, like, through no fault of my own, what, you know, whatever, like, I've been in this place of my people come to me and I tell them what to do, and then they go do it, and then they come back to me and I tell them what, you know, and I'm just kind of caught in this cycle, and I'm realizing that. How can they tap into what the DSWA has to offer and what you have to offer to start to learn those skill sets and those mindsets of a coach? Mm-hmm.
Sure. I definitely reach out to Nikki. So Nikki at DSWA.org, N-I-C-K-I at DSWA.org. That would be your go-to person to have access to learn and to learn more. They're consistently offering virtual and in-person experiences. I highly recommend. It was interesting. Years ago, my mother, clients would say, oh, you're interchangeable. Like, whoever's coming, great. We're happy with whoever's coming. And over the years, we've worked with a third of the top 100 direct selling companies. I was doing an analysis a couple of years ago and looking at company clients that we've had, and a third of the top 100 have been our client in some form or fashion, many of them for multiple years in a row, as a result of seeing the value that we're bringing every day, which is exciting. So yeah, Dr. Lisa is saying training, coaching, action, ascension. Yes, yes, Dr. Lisa, we love it. So yeah, definitely reach out to Nikki, and practice makes permanent. It's not about being perfect. It's about being in progress and being in the process. I think a lot of people's businesses are stifled. Our profession brings out the best and can bring out the worst in people. I also mentioned that somebody's success when we're in a leadership role, someone's success is not our success. It's their success. If we make it about us, what we're doing is we're saying, you can't do it without me. And I don't know about you, but how many of you want to carry thousands of people on your back to the finish line? Yes, you probably are determined. You're probably, you know, convicted in what you're doing. But my gosh, everyone's going to get to that goal, and everyone's going to get to it slower. Right. You really want to get there with speed and efficiency and impact. You'll walk with your people. You won't carry them.
I just got a note from a 7-figure earner in network marketing that wants to know, just had a baby, and just wants to know which book of yours she should read first.
Oh, my goodness. That's such an honor. Thank you so much. And who just had a baby.
So you can autograph it and send it to her. But, yeah. So which book was it?
Yeah.
Which one would you tell her to read?
Yeah. Well, there's three books that we've written, Build It Big, More Build It Big, and Mom Entrepreneur Extraordinaire. And I'd start with Build It Big. I mean, it is, and you can access it on the DSBA website. Build It Big was our initial book. And actually what was fascinating is Mark Victor Hansen was our mentor in that book, in the release of that book. And originally we were going to be a part of another series. And he said, you do not want to be in someone else's series. Create your own. Because we had not, he is a great man. And he said to me, he goes, if you're in someone else's series, you are not creating your own legacy. He said, create a legacy of this. And we were contacted by a publisher. Publisher contacted us. We did not pitch a book. We didn't even have a book in the works. They contacted us and said, books in your profession, the direct selling network marketing profession, have a 15 to 20 year shelf life, where most don't even have a 5-week shelf life. And that was Simon & Schuster. And, There was another, they were another organization that was bought out by Dearborn Publishing, that was bought out by Simon & Schuster. So yeah, thank you, 7-figure earner, new mom, and your curiosity about the books. it's an honor to share that with you.
And Mark Victor Hansen, going back to him, we interview so many people who, you know, in front of the camera, they're the nicest people in the world. And then behind the camera, they just are ready to slit your throat. And I will tell you that Mark Victor Hansen has a heart the size of a basketball. And it might just be Crystal, his wife, because he was a little bit shady when he was not married. But now he's just, that's a joke. He's just unbelievable. And I love him. And a woman made a big impact on him, too. So that's cool.
That is.
Yeah. He's fantastic. One thing he said to me that I really stayed with me, we were interviewing him in L.A. He came to one of our conferences. And I said, what do you love most about the network marketing direct selling profession? And this is very timely. This was decades ago. I said, what do you love about it? What makes you passionate about this? Because he had so much success. And he said, what I appreciate is that this profession brings people together. Whereas a lot of other industries, you know, who cares? But he goes, I really believe that this can have an impact on peace and alliances and collaborations globally. Because people are not going to want to go to war with people that they do business with, people that they service as clients and customers. And I thought that is big thinking. And I'm grateful for that.
What it's all about.
So that's like shooting your own army.
That's right.
The rest of the world. Go ahead.
We got to take one more quick break. You're on Legacy Leadership with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and Grace Howe. Stick around.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we're back. Final segment on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. We're talking to Grace Howe, co-founder of the Direct Selling World Alliance. Go check it out at dswa.org. And this woman, these two women, this mother and daughter duo, are not only having a huge impact in the world, but they're just so you kind. Just can't help but love, yeah, love being her. Around them. I just want to hang out, and I hear the birds chirping in the background. Grace is sitting in her outdoor little office there in Hawaii, and I just
Adrian will tell you I'm having the toughest time with your vibe though, because I'm like let's go, and you've just got us all calmed down so much, and we're just sitting here. I'm gonna have to smoke some pot or something. This is just going crazy. You are unbelievable. You have calmed me down. My wife's going to buy that book.
No kidding. So, Grace, one of the things that... Go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead. Well, it's a testament to leadership as well. It's that we have all unique giftings. We all have a unique way of presenting an idea or presenting ourselves and engaging people. There's not one raw, you know, one better, worse way to deliver. It is you really being in tune with your gifts and talents. And then how can you make those, bring those gifts and talents to light in life in our business? And that I would hear that often. Somebody would say to me when they did their behavioral style assessment, they were like, I can't be this because leaders aren't this way. And I said, I've met and assessed thousands and thousands of tens of thousands of leaders all over the world at the top of their game, number one income earners in multiple companies. And they're not all the same. And they all didn't get to where they are today in the same form or fashion. So my encouragement to anyone listening to today's show is that there's no one way to do it great. And if you look at the historically our industry and today our profession, there are unique ways of approaching the business that fuel people forward. Find yours.
That is so right on. And, you know, Grace, I want to leave it with this and maybe just expand, because I think that one of the things that really strikes me about the work that you're doing is that your work has found its way well beyond the network marketing or direct selling profession. And so when you shared with me your bio and the list of the clients that you've worked with, from nonprofits to the corporate sector, the public sector, I mean, you've touched all over the world, and you have been sought out. And I'm just curious, you know, what messages from within the network marketing profession and some of the things that I think are unique and special about this world do you find resonate and transcend across those boundaries the most?
Yes. What's resonating is leadership, and people are a company and corporation's greatest asset. It's not their technologies or their, you know, bells and whistles or their inventory. It's the people that make any company great. And so people are looking for, yeah, Tom, people are looking for creative ways to bring out and awaken someone's talents, someone's natural giftings, something that, that, you know, I see you, I see your greatness. Let's invest in you and let's work with that. I had a woman in Australia once say to me, she goes, Grace, everyone for years was telling me, make your weaknesses stronger. And I said, and how did it leave you feeling? She said, it left me feeling deflated and defeated. And I said, well, what if we were to focus on making your strength stronger? She said, I could do that. I could make my strength stronger. And I think that's what these companies are looking for, is they're looking not just to be educated. They're looking for people that have a vested interest in their success. They are not, it's not another job. Like when I am hired out to go speak or to present or to create curriculums, I have a vested interest in you getting what you want. That's my first question is what were some of the reasons that you are making this request? How can I provide the greatest value? Where are you at? Where would you prefer to be? Getting to know what someone is looking for. And that can be in our business and that can be outside of our business. Also daring to go beyond our comfort zones and to expand them. If you're comfortable, you're likely only working at a fraction of what your capacity, what you're truly capable of. And so I did things that made me uncomfortable. When the global situation took place, we're in the events business. So I quickly pivoted and got our businesses certified as a women-owned small business through the SBA. We got certified as a minority business enterprise to start to work with organizations that were seeking out. Again, was that comfortable for me? No. Did I know what I was doing? Absolutely not. Did I do it anyways? Yes. Yes. So in your business, there may be things that you're uncomfortable with, that you're unsettled by, and I encourage you to lean into it. Go there, and if it doesn't go according to plan, well, gosh, you know, how many things go according to plan? I ask people all the time in an audience, how many times have you failed? Or who has failed in this room and I have not had, or who has fallen short on a goal, or who has, you know, not accomplished everything they set out to accomplish. Every hand goes up. If there's a hand that doesn't go up, I look and I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, they're living in their comfort zone versus expanding it. So I have one more story around this, Adrian, because you brought something, and this is the first story that came to my surface.
Hey, Grace, wait one sec. Let's get off the air. So this show, do we know who's next? Okay, so here's the deal. We're gonna get off the big radio, and we're going to leave Grace to here to tell us the story. So we're coming back right after this. Thanks for listening this week.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.